The number of electric vehicles registered in Vermont has more than doubled over the past year, but there's still only about 700 of them on the road now, and Mary Powell, the CEO of Green Mountain Power, says it'll probably take a while for the technology to catch on.
But I do believe for regular Vermonters driving around town, I think you're going to see tremendous EV adoption, but it is going to take probably about 10 to 15 years.
The Shumlin administration, 3 years ago, adopted a comprehensive energy plan that calls for the state to get 90% of its energy supply from renewable sources by 2050. Vermont's ability to achieve that goal hinges in large part on the pace at which drivers here decide to go electric. To meet the goal, Vermont will need 500,000 of these vehicles on the road.
So when you're looking at energy use in Vermont, about 34% of the state's energy use is transportation related. And that's the single largest sector.
That's Dave Roberts, a transportation consultant at the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation. Roberts says the state's carbon emission reduction goals are also tied largely to the transformation of an automobile fleet that now accounts for 46% of all greenhouse gas emissions in Vermont. The charging station installed in the parking lot of the Red Hen Baking Company in Middlesex is the 33rd in Vermont, and it includes the first so-called Level 3 unit, which means drivers can get a full charge-up in about 30 minutes, less than half the time it takes at stations that use an earlier generation of the charging technology.
It is the only way it works. It's almost a chicken-egg kind of thing. Unless you have the charging stations, you're not going to have the electric cars. People will buy them. If, especially in a rural state like ours, if there's a place where they can charge them up.
Senator Patrick Leahy has touted federal tax credits for new electric car purchases. He says the credits will help drive consumer demand despite higher price tags on electric vehicles. Vermont's state-based incentives are far more meager, but Governor Peter Shumlin said that while electric vehicles cost more than conventional gasoline-powered cars, early adopters will begin to reap the financial benefits immediately.
It's important to note that it costs the equivalent of $1 a gallon to drive an EV. $1 a gallon. That's important for your pocketbook. It's important for the planet.
The charging station installed in Middlesex is part of a, quote, green energy corridor that will, once completed, have enough charging stations for motorists to travel from Boston to Montreal on electric-only vehicles. Green Mountain Power paid about $27,000 for the two charging units at Red Hen. Customers will pay a $5 fee to the owners of the Red Hen facility to charge up. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Middlesex.